to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again already. What the? And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a hola, come on, tell you, bro. It's for those men and women who truly want to know themselves. Know thyself is the beginning of salvation, being free. Can you know God? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just got to go and do whatever it is you're doing, but you would love to still be listening as you're doing what you're doing, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Friday. It is. Get it off your chest, Friday. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself, Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday?
No!
In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever.
You and I aren't going to agree on everything, Phil. We don't have to. That's the beauty about being in an America.
That's nice, isn't it?
We found a post where Dane Chisholm referred to black people calling them effing monkeys, telling one person, quote, shut up, Jew rat.
Maybe not quite like that.
Okay, my wife, there is a man with his two little girls using the women's bathroom.
Wash your hands, baby.
He is. He's washing his hands with his daughters right now.
Somebody call the police!
Why did the guy just wait, let the man finish, and then it'll be over? What a mess! The world gone crazy. The world is insane. What a mess. And so I have a question for my expert, but I'm going to have to wait for now. I will get to it. And in the meantime, yesterday, or maybe the day before, I don't remember now exactly, I tried to, in my little way, explain to y'all that what happened and is happening in Europe and in South Africa to white people and to both those countries is happening here in America right now. We have invasion going on, illegal aliens everywhere, Muslims, blacks, and Allah about everything. And you allow them just, well, Obama and Joe Biden brought them in, but you allow them to vote and represent your government. To represent your government. And that's the same thing that has happened in Europe. And as a result, in Europe, white people don't have a chance. They just don't have a chance. And the same thing here in America, which means total destruction for America, as total destruction for Europe, as total destruction for Mommy Africa, South Africa. And it's just, I'm just really blown away. So I tried to explain it to you, but I don't think I did a good enough job on really pointing out to you the devastation that is coming. It's happening right in front of your eyes, but you don't see it happening. Some people see it, but most don't. And in New York, we already have foreigners running out of government. In the government, just think about that. Our enemy is truly inside running the government. It reminds me of Satan inside your mind running you, and you think you're running you, and you're not. You think you're in control. And so I tried to explain the dangers of that, the danger of that. And it's going to get worse. Because these people are here, and their one and sole purpose is to completely destroy America. Because in their minds and their belief and what they have been taught all of their lives since popping out of their mama wombs, that America is the big Satan. Israel is the little Satan. And you've allowed them into the universities here in America, and they are shouting Allahu Akbar and Free Palestine and all that. And some American citizens are participating in it with their enemies, not knowing that in the end, when it's all said and done, that their enemy would turn on them too and destroy them. They don't see it. they're not paying attention, either don't know about it, heard about it, not paying attention to what really happened in Europe and what's happening in South Africa. White people are on the run in South Africa. They're working hard to protect themselves now out there in the farmland. But the South African government and the blacks are going out there and attacking them with the whole mission to destroy them. It's happening in Europe by the Allah Abba people, and it's happening here. And after a while, it'll be so far down the road, you won't be able to turn back. And then you'll come out fighting in the wrong way, and they're really going to lock you down because you've allowed it to happen, and then you got really mad about it. And anyone with anger never functioned in the right way. So Jesse Waters of Fox explained it last night on his program, his show, in ways that I can never explain it. And so we have the sound bites, and I'm going to run through these sound bites just so we can have it out there so you can see it in case you missed it. Because a lot of people watch, if they do watch media, news and all that, they watch liberal media, and they don't even get the whole story, the true story at all. They're not getting it at all. You've been set up. This week, the president started the fair for celebration of 250 years of America. It was an amazing reminder, reminding the way America was at one time. And most people missed it. They didn't even know about it. And only Fox aired, as far as I know. It was only showed on Fox News. I was flipping through just to see. And CNN and everybody else, I saw no other channel. That doesn't mean that I saw every channel, but most channels didn't even show it. Your own country being celebrated. You don't know the depths and the evil, the wickedness of human nature, human beings of all races, male and female. Human nature is evil nature, the nature of the devil, and it's pure evil. And everyone is playing a part. Until that man or that woman decide, I don't want to play the game no more, and they lay their weapon down and leave the battlefield, and for that person, the battle is over. But you really don't know the depths of what human being can and will do to you. Because you're part of the game too. You got to stop being a part of the game. What I want to do, because of time, I want to just go through what Waters laid out about the Democratic primary wins in New York. It is amazing. Jesse Waters' segment on the Democratic primary wins in New York by DSH, which means Bat Democratic Socialists of America. We have open socialism in America. Remember, people used to be afraid to say that. And they were, the Democratic Party itself, in my opinion, have always been a socialist party, but they didn't say it. Now they're saying it. And they don't care what you think. You're going to vote for them anyway, and they know it. You're going to love them anyway. And they don't care. They'll stand, and you're going to love them. So I'm going to run through this, and then we'll take some calls about whatever you want to talk about as well. Fox News. And I'm putting this out there so that I tried in my little way to explain to you the dangers that come into America. It's already here, but it's building now. Fox News. Fox News host Jesse Warner criticized the surge of socialist candidates within the Democratic Party as they propose communist policies. And this was on Jesse Warner, primetime. This first soundbite is Warner's opened up with the Democratic primary wins in New York and call it a socialist communist takeover. And all these soundbites right here are from Fox News. Watch this.
The Bolsheviks are coming.
What is going on all over this country is progressives are on the march. And I was just before I left the office, I saw Fox Television in their headlines. The end of the world is coming. Progressives are winning elections. Socialism is taking over the world. Real panic.
Bernie watches Fox. What's up, Bernie? Come on the show. Finally, Sanders has an army. But Mondani's commies are a whole new breed, and the establishment can't see it coming.
We talk a lot about the party being a big tent party, and we should be.
We are a big tent party. That's who we are.
One of the things that makes the Democratic Party great is it's a big tent party. We need to stay that way.
These people are fools. The tent's not big enough for both of them. When the commies come in, they're not going to share it. They're there to take you out. The communists are like parasites. They're going to use the Democratic Party to get ballot access, get elected, caucus with them when it works, and then suck them dry until they die. The party did it to themselves. They screwed up so badly and didn't deliver a damn thing when they had power that they had to play footsie with the commies to shore up their base. And now they're completely out of power. They're weak. Brand's in the toilet. And they opened the door just a crack, and danger walked right in.
Amazing. I really appreciate the way he lays it out and explains it. That's why I'm putting it out there so you can see it if you want to see it. Warner said Democrats are trapped. Losing to Trump and in fear of their own far left base. Watch this.
These people are cold-blooded revolutionaries who want to bury America. Bury it. Some Democrats get it.
Lady, I ain't in the same party as you. I'm sorry. They're just not. Everybody's always said, no, we're coalition, we're big tent. And there's just some that I can't be in the same tent with. These people do not like Democrats. Not only are they not Democrats, they wish Democrats poorly. But I'm done. I'm not in a political party.
The Cajun Paul Revere. But the commie wave is creating a lot of cowards. Anonymous D.C. executives are calling it an earthquake, but they won't go public. Phones are ringing off the hook with people asking, quote, are we going to let them take over the party? Or are we going to stand up and fight back? That right there is the question. And can the Democrats fight commies and Trump? They've been fighting Trump so hard they got a blind spot. Ask any general. When you're fighting someone on the left and on the right, that means you're surrounded. That means you better have a big old gun and a big old bunker. Guerrilla warfare on the left, conventional warfare on the right. The Democratic Party, as it stands today, can't win that battle. They can't beat Trump, and they're afraid of their own base.
Amazing. Think about this now. Socialist, communist people in America from other parts of the world have brought and are bringing their socialist, destructive, losing idea to America, and they are in the government, and they promoting this, and it's happening. And the Democratic Party cannot do anything about it now. They can't stop it. And these communists will turn on the older Democrats, the ones that pretend they weren't communist, socialist, they will turn on them, and they are turning on them. Ward is warned that there's a new wave of far-left Democrats, even more radical than figures like AOC. Watch this.
And Democrats, they don't know who to trust. Like AOC. Whose side is she on? Well, I think we know.
I feel like it's deja vu all over again. That there was so much fear around that when I was elected, and none of it bore out to be true.
None of it bore out to be true? The squad defunded the police and gave us riots, crime, and DEI. And AOC's little friend Omar, her Somali buddies, cost us $18 billion. And this new crew is to the left of them. These people want taxpayer-funded sex change surgeries. No borders, no prisons, no police. You know how you start a revolution? Same playbook. You raid the treasury, empty the prisons, and take out the cops. These people said we deserve 9/11, and they got elected in New York. Matt Taibbi writes this, quote, "The Zohran Revolution is a whole hog, F it, real thing version of Marxian socialism, instantly recognizable to anyone who's ever lived in a socialist country."
Somebody, if you're not paying attention, you better call up Europe and ask, does this really happen to your country? It's happened. It's happening. I heard of a movie that's out where the citizens, something like, I'm not sure, I haven't seen it yet, but the citizens of Europe are taking over, got to protect themselves now, starting to take over. And the government are mad at the citizens for taking over, saying they got to protect the illegals. We got to make sure nothing, no racism or something like that. No violence toward the illegals. So they're going to protect the illegals, but not the citizens. Waters doubled down saying that the far left is younger, diverse, media-savvy revolutionaries who openly want to abolish borders.
This movement's young, it's ethnic, media-savvy, with a real desire to overthrow the American system, whole thing. Chevalier, one of the Mandani extremists, called Manhattan occupied Lenape land and says we need to become bad bitches and seize the means of production. Yeah. This is the woman who says she wants to eradicate Western civilization. She's never had a job. She's been a grad student for 7 years. Pocahontas was asked about her, and she played dumb.
A world without borders and a world without prisons or police is possible, if necessary, the only moral way forward. She said, abolish the border. All deportation is wrong. I mean, are those sentiments that you think Democratic candidates should hold?
Look, I don't know her. I'm not familiar with what she's written.
They pulled the same thing with Plattner. Oh, I'm not familiar with these allegations that he's abusing women. He's abusing women? I don't know him. Well, does the communist admit she's a communist on live cable TV?
All sorts of Republicans' ads to say, this is what you're going to get if you vote for the Democrats, a communist.
For far too long, this reactive conversation of what we should be afraid of has prevented us from being able to have a politics of hope and a politics of life that Democrats can actually identify with.
That wasn't an answer. She's a communist and she's slick.
I want you to think about this. Just think about this. These are foreigners that want to overthrow our government. They came from countries where their government is a socialist, and they suffer, and they want to do it to us, and they're doing it. And you're voting them in. If you're not trembling in your boots right now, I don't know what it's going to take. Waters warned AOC's rise threatened Schumer. Schumer is afraid, according to this report, of AOC taking his position. Watch this.
And we told you last night these commies have friends in high places.
They're not afraid of the term democratic socialism. I'm not scared of the term. I think they're scared of the term in this country. But the Social Security is a democratic socialism. Partly unemployment insurance is. The people who pick up your garbage. The people who take the fire out at your house. All of these things are democratic socialism.
Having a fire department isn't communism. See, what she's doing is she's trying to soft pedal it. But eventually, they'll come for joy. Yeah. You let them have their way, they're going to take all joy's money. But the person with the most to lose, Schumer. Politico says Schumer's office facing a five-alarm fire. He's feeling that Latin heat.
I would say to Chuck Schumer, dude, you're in danger. Because this, I think, puts a lot of wind in the sails of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Cortez, the conquistador, is sailing straight at Schumer's seat.
Are you more inclined to possibly run for Senate after seeing the results of the three races in New York?
I think, I'm not going to be breaking any news here. I'm definitely inspired and encouraged by all the new faces that we're going to be sending to the State Assembly and to Congress.
Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Waters warned Schumer and Jeffries a week and faced primary threats from New York. Watch this.
Hips days are numbered. Mondani's going to tap a commie to give Hakeem a red card.
Are you concerned at all about a primary challenge in 2 years from, you know, a Mamdani-endorsed candidate?
When you ask me a serious question, I'll give you a serious answer.
Hakeem's running around D.C., and everyone's telling him he's next. CNBC, they said grow a pair before it's too late.
They were saying you're next about Hakeem Jeffries. You're next. You're next. You're next. You can't think this is... This is a positive development in New York politics, can you? And all they'll just, you know, Dems will be Dems or something like that. I don't see how you can say that. You need to reject those things, I think.
First of all, I've clearly rejected those things. That's number one.
Hakeem and Schumer just watched a band of Marxists run up in their backyard and plant a flag. Pelosi never would have let it get this far. She's from San Francisco. She knows how to keep the kooks in line. These two dudes are getting walked all over. The View just declared a winner.
I think that New York is the nation's cultural and political capital, and that's just a fact. And I think the Democratic Socialists of America is a force to be reckoned with at this point.
Amazing. Waters warned Democrats, civil war while purging Biden and Obama. Watch this.
It's a little too close to the break, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
We're about to get going here with the music. 2 seconds.
When I come back, we're going to finish up this and I'll take your calls. This is... I don't know what's going to take y'all to wake up. Social Security was highly diverse. People didn't want more payroll taxes. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. It's a busy Friday again, so get ready. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. The guy with the good hair on fire. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun, interesting conversation, lively conversation with Z. Sanchez, a Democratic strategist and founder of the UNF America Tour. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you say UNF America, what does that mean?
We think that America's f***ed right now, and we're trying to unf*** it.
What the?
Trump has been in for 18 months, and it's been an absolute disaster every step of the way.
What is right-wing extremism?
I think that they want to, like, take over every seat, fully rule Congress with Christian nationalists. I think that's their end goal.
July is White History Month. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. today, every Friday, right after the Hake Report, the Fallen State. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And then after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. Energy only Donald Trump has. Given to him by God. It's not alone. It's a gift. And he can keep it. The American Anchor Baby on fire. Right after the FallenState.tv. And then I'll see you on Sunday at Fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. All are invited. All right? Amazing. Don't forget to donate, support us. I want to just quickly finish up this just absolutely eye-open Griffin, painful reality that Jesse Waters laid out about socialism in America and how the Democratic Party is just socialism now, for the most part. He laid it out so well. What was the last one I stopped with? Was Schumer, was it with? Oh, okay. Did I do the one with Obama and Biden? Okay. Waters warned of and all these are from Fox News, by the way. Waters warned of a Democratic civil war were purging Biden and Obama. Watch this.
Civil war is going to be ugly. Democrats, TV hosts, Hollywood, they're all going to have to take sides. What's Obama going to say? Nothing. What about Kamala, Clinton, Biden? One of these commies called Joe Biden a rapist and a war criminal. She called Obama evil. These people are here to purge the heavyweights out of the party, straight up. And the more the Democrat establishment fights back against the commie wave, the wave will just get bigger. Being attacked by the establishment legitimizes the commies with the base. The brawl is going to last years. Morning Joe, the must-see Beltway show that keeps the Democratic coalition together, is in mourning.
You have a real wave happening. Joe, I think the Democratic Party, and you've got now two Democratic Socialists, is taking on an overall persona. This is where the energy is in the party. You and I can agree to disagree on this. I believe the Democratic Party overall is going too hard left. I believe there is anti-Semitism in there. We'll save that for another day. But I believe this is a branding issue for the Democrats that they are going to have to answer for.
Branding? Well, if you let communists into your party, then you're okay with communism. What kind of American political party hears someone say, oh, well, we're here to destroy Western civilization, and says, come on in, big tent. That's like, you're the babysitter? Your name's Charles Manson? Come on in, big tent.
I really appreciate how he laid this out, really. And Waters called out far left ideas like nationalizing airlines, pointing to New York's welfare, rent control, and public houses. Watch this.
Are they a threat? Absolutely. Are they also so stupid it's kind of funny? Yes. One of these little elves actually wants to have government-run airlines.
My hot take is we need to abolish pre-check. I've got like a million beefs with the airline industry and the process of having to fly. We need to like nationalize the airline industry. But let's start by abolishing pre-check.
So no pre-check, no clear. Everybody waits in one big old line. And Mayor Pete's your pilot. New York's actually been dipping its toes into communism for a while. Nearly half the city's on Medicaid. 20% of the city on food stamps. One out of every three renters lives in a rent-stabilized apartment, like the rent hasn't gone up in 30 years. 5% of New York City lives in the projects. New York City has a bigger budget than the whole state of Florida, and we're still in debt. No wonder. Everything's free, and the rest is stolen.
Amazing. Now, do you still want socialism? I mentioned just before the break, Social Security was a highly divisive issue. I remember when people said, oh, we don't want the government to save our, take out tax money for Social Security. I can keep my own money. And there was a big fight over that. They didn't want the government, and I don't blame them. I don't need the government to take out Social Security for me. And they're doing it because they want to fund socialist programs, really, to be honest, with your money and my money. Did you know all that was that bad in New York? That New York was that far gone? They want to nationalize airlines. And if you notice, a lot of these women and men are foreigners in your government. Rent control, everything. How is that going to make America better? Water called out jobless liberal New York women for voting for communists out of spite.
Now, it's not just foreigners voting, Commie. These liberal women, you know, they get the college degrees in, like, sociology. They move into Manhattan, and they can't get a job. Shocking. So they can't afford rent. So a bunch of single women with no jobs and degrees have to shack up in the same apartment in the Bronx. And they've been taught in school America's evil, so they get angry. And they vote communist to get revenge. They call these women downwardly mobile. And they're going to take the whole city down with them. But we're not going to let them do it. Last night, Trump spoke at the Great American State Fair and reminded us that life can be hard, but we persevere and always, always win.
Americans crossed the Great Plains, scaled the mighty Rockies, tamed the Wild West, and turned this continent into industrial powerhouses like nobody has ever seen. We laid down the railroads, raised up the skyscrapers, built the great highways, invented the airplane, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism. We're going to have to do that again.
Amazing. I want my country back. It's not coming back, but I want it. It's gone now. And I've been warning for 36 years, 37 years almost that, you know what? Wake up, America. And especially to white people. When white people die, America is completely done. There's nothing. Nobody else is innovated and motivated to make it better. They tear down. They don't build. The people of color don't build. Even these foreigners don't build. They destroy. Look what they're doing to America. And last but not least, Waters says most Americans reject the fallout, and two Supreme Court rulings gave Republicans the legal firepower to counter them.
Most of the country isn't on the commie train. Most of us think they're all crazy.
If you look at Democrats nationwide, look at this. Democratic socialists are on the positive side of the ledger at plus 17 points. This includes Democratic-leaning independents. But look at all voters. A completely different world. 27 points underwater.
You know who else thinks the communists are crazy? The Supreme Court. In a major win for the America First movement, 6-3 vote, SCOTUS just said the government is allowed to turn away asylum seekers at the border. Meaning Latin America can't just caravan up to Texas, claim asylum, and we have to let them in. And in another ruling, 6-3-2, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Trump administration that Syrians and Haitians are no longer protected. The president can revoke their protected status and get them the heck out of the country pronto. Here's Miller.
It has never been the case, to go back to the Haiti example, that you can just take 3 million people from a failed island, put them into America, and overnight, that they are able to become fully successful, fully assimilated American citizens. That defies everything we know about how culture works, how assimilation works, how nations work.
Justice Clarence Thomas says this, quote, aliens have no equal protection rights against the federal government.
Made.
The Mondani commies may have won a small battle in Manhattan, but these two court rulings hit like atomic bombs. It seals the border and lets Trump deport millions of illegals. The Republican Party has to go on offense against these communists, but defense wins championships.
Amazing. Thank you, Waters, for laying that out so clearly. And if you don't see with all that, you don't want to see. You just don't want to. You want fear. You want to live in a socialist society in fear. You want it. If this doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. My country is gone. Let me go to Lucas out of California. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, Lucas.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I wanted to ask a question, simple question. I wanted to ask, but I know you're going to ask me it back. I'm going to have to answer it first, I think. But my question was, what is
the point? All thoughts are all lies all the time.
All right. But what is the point of living? I'm not suicidal. I just, I asked my friends this yesterday, and they you know, just comes up. It's kind of like a USA, like who are you? You know, like, I wanted to ask you, like, what is the point of, like, living? Like, what is the goal? What's the end game? Is there something there?
What did you say about suicide?
No, I said I'm not suicidal, because I know it sounds like, because I said my question is, what is the point of living?
No, okay.
Most people would think like, oh, I'm trying, like, I'm not. It's a serious question that I really want. I ask my friends, and I'm like, I'm trying to.
What do your friends say when you ask them? What do they say?
Oh, when I asked them, they really didn't have an answer, and they get annoyed by me by asking these questions. They're like, man, he's like, what the have fun. Like, dude, just enjoy. They don't know the answer.
The purpose of life is to be a living example of love. God created you, put you here on the earth so that he can create love through you. And bring love unto the world. That's the purpose. And that's why all you have to do is live life while life, which is love, is working through you and everything is well. All is well for you. It's about allowing love to work through you.
And the end game doesn't matter, right?
There is no end game.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Dang, Jesse. I swear you are like... You are a brother of Christ. I know that for sure. That is for sure. Wow, man.
And when you say end game, what did you mean by that? Because there is no end game.
End.
What did you
mean? End game. End, like the end. End game.
Right.
E-N-D,
right? Like,
yeah, E-N-D. Yeah.
What do you mean by the end game?
I guess, like, how people say a goal in life, I guess. You know, something like, this is where... I'm completed whenever then I'm okay to go away, you know, pass away, you know, that kind of
thing. Forget about all that. There's no end game. All you have to do is live and let life work through you, for you, and it'll be amazing.
I have to tell you one quick story that just happened recently.
Okay.
It's a quick story. I mean, I have a bunch of stories, but I'll tell you just a quick story of how I made. It's a joke that I made, but I made an actual black person laugh. But I'm not going to say the N word, and I did not use an R. But I was talking to my friend and a black person, I didn't know that was passing by, but because I whistle really loud, and he was like, dude, like da da, and I was like, man, like I said if I was in the black neighborhood, if I whistled, they'd be like, and like the F up, you know? And then, and I was like, but if I was in the Mexican, you know, neighborhood, they'd be like, who is that? Like Juan, Mario, or Mauricio, or like black people don't like whistling. But I said the N word, cause I can't help it. I grew up in East LA
You said the Nicaragua word.
Yeah, but not with the R, just with the A. You know, like how all the black people say. And this guy and black people did it. They're like, he was like, "What'd you say?" And I didn't know. Like, he was walking to his car. I was like, "Oh," I was like, and I repeated my joke, and he laughed, and he was like, "I've never heard. I've heard everything, but not this." And he just, it was hilarious.
What a mess!
But it was a funny joke, like with my friend, because you know I whistle and like, but yeah, like black people don't like whistling them, you know, or something.
Like you said, a lot of people don't like what now? Whistling?
Yeah. Black people in their neighborhood, if you were to whistle, because I whistle to call my homies or whatever.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And because I am Hispanic, but
Hispanic.
I'm Spanish, Mexican, and Cuban.
I thought you were white.
I know. I can't.
Why are you so white?
I know. I'm the youngest out of four. Everyone else is brown hair, brown eyed. I'm the youngest. I came out blonde hair, blue eyed.
I didn't know you were Hispanic. What the?
Yeah.
Did you know you were Hispanic?
Yeah.
You knew it?
Yes.
How did you know he's white?
Because he's mentioned it, and then his brother looks a little bit more Hispanic than
right.
He.
Right.
Yeah, he's brown hair, brown eyed. Yeah, all my brothers and sister are brown hair, brown eyed. Yeah,
there's
I
a lot
came
of
out brown hair, blue eyed. My parents tell me that that's why they stopped having kids, because that's why they kept having kids. That's why they kept having kids, because they wanted a blonde hair, blue eyed. Yeah. Because
dad what?
My dad's dad is blonde hair, blue eyed, Spanish, and then my mom's dad is blonde hair, blue eyed, Cuban. Yeah, it's so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I so think your mother had. I think your mother made a baby with the mailman.
Yeah. Well, my mom's blonde hair, blue eyed. She's the Cuban one. She's blonde hair, blue eyed. So
Cuban people, white people.
Maybe the other three. She did the first three. Then my mom's blonde hair, blue eyed. Yeah.
So, Cuban people, white people?
Cubans can go either way. They're both white Cubans, Hispanic and black.
The black Cubans are called Afro-Cuban. They're called Afro-Cuban. And that's not a racist thing. That's a real thing. They're called Afro-Cuban. They're not a racist. They really are called Afro-Cuban. Because, most Cubans are light-skinned.
Really?
And then the dark ones, they're called Afro. Well, there's another word in Spanish, I'm sure.
So do the dark skin Cuban hate the light skinned Cubans.
I'll tell you this, they try to blend. I'll tell you this, no other Hispanic likes Cubans, so I mean they can't blend in with anyone else, so they got to get along with the white Cubans. They can't blend in with the Salvadorians or the Mexicans or something. Like, that's for sure.
That's amazing.
So, they can't have to get along.
Because
Cuba's messed up. I'll tell you this much. Both of them are trying to leave Cuba and are leaving Cuba, that's for sure.
Right.
It's probably the only Hispanic culture that actually understands, like, or loves America, I would say.
The dark-skinned black people hate the light-skinned white people. I mean, the light-skinned black people, because they say the light-skinned black people think they're white. And then, so the dark skin, the black, jealous of the light skin ones.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Especially if they have good hair, they light skin, and good hair is over.
Yeah. I think the Cuban thing is different because, like, if a dark skin or a light skinned Cuban meet and they're in America, they're like, heck yeah, man, we escaped. We're good. Like, they get along because we're like, hey, at least
we're not
in
Cuba
right now.
In their own country?
I don't know about that. I can't even go. My sister went to Cuba once, and she had to stay in the nice resort place. Like, and they even warned her, like, no, like, they had a tour guide. We can only go this far.
Oh.
We don't want to go further. Yeah, my mom went to Cuba. I mean, my sister went to Cuba once, and Cuba is not a very safe place
for
American.
You just reminded me, Cuba is the next country that we're going to conquer.
I hope we do a good job, because they love America. Cubans love America. They just can't escape. But once they get the chance to, they take it. That's
Cuba
for sure.
Will become the next America state that belongs to America. Amazing.
Cubans are very, they love America. Right, the first thing my grandpa did whenever he came here is join the Air Force. And then after the Air Force, he was a mailman till like 70 or 72 years old.
I got to take a break, but just go just live your life with love. That's all.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. No, you're, right. You're amazing. Bye. I love you, man. All right.
Bye now. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back. That's 2 more hours to go.
To control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. But fret not. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is helping to clean it up, along with JLP. Very nice. God's men. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Friday, June 26th, 2026 A.D. There's one line open now. You can call in 888-775-3773. If you're listening live right now, there is one line open. And just if the lines get full and you get like a busy signal, call in every so often or as you hear JLP wrap up with another caller. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. After the Jason Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then the Fallen State TV with that Democrat strategist gal. And then American Anchor Baby. And then Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on Sunday. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, reports President Donald J. Trump will present the World Cup trophy in New Jersey on July 19th. That's in just a few weeks from now, I suppose. Depending on who wins, the ceremony could be very awkward, according to CNN. But Trump knows how to deal with situations. He's waged war, Trump has, against one country in the tournament, Iran, I guess. And imposed I doubt Iran's going to win. Come on. And imposed tariffs on others and traded barbs with leaders whose teams could end up standing beside him on the podium. Very nice. It wouldn't be the first time. Trump had dinner with Mitt Romney after trouncing him, we'll say. And immigration, the so-called Supreme Court's so-called conservative majority did something good for a change. Handed America two significant victories on immigration yesterday, clearing the way for the administration to move forward with policies that could remove more than 1 million million people from the U.S. and prevent many others from entering. Very good news, I think. Experts, so-called, say the ruling will have a sweeping impact on asylum claims. These wannabe refugees, or people who want to pretend like they are, and humanitarian protections, that is. And we all know that humanitarian tends to mean evil. Venezuela earthquakes, the death toll from the twin earthquakes in Venezuela. There was a 4 shock and then a really big one, 7.2 and then 7.5, as I recall. In Venezuela, back on Wednesday, the death toll has climbed to at least 235 as crews race to find survivors before the critical golden window closes. Not sure what the golden window is. Maybe 48 hours or 92 hours. I don't know. I can't do math. Yes, I can. And international relief teams and the United States military are on the ground to support rescue efforts. I guess that's humanitarian, which might not necessarily be evil. Several other countries have pledged foreign aid. Other countries looking out for their neighbors. How Christian is that, I guess? Maybe not. The Iran struck a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday, pausing UN efforts, the evil UN, United Nations, to evacuate ships from the critical air waterway. The fresh attack, first reported since the United States and Iran agreed last week to work toward a peace deal. It prompted an uptick in global oil prices and came as Secretary of State Marco Rubio tried to sell the peace agreement to skeptical Gulf nations. I think they tend to be Arab nations, those Gulf nations. And they're not sure about this deal with Iran. They get attacked by Iran when we attack Iran. Anyway, Bible curriculum. Texas is on the verge of requiring more than 5 million of its public school students to study Bible stories as the state emerges as a leader in the national conservative effort to infuse Christian teachings into American classrooms. The measure, which the Texas Board of Education is expected to approve today, would add Bible stories and verses as mandatory reading in the state's kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum. That might be kind of good. Get them a little bit educated on the Bible. Some people are pretty sorely missing on it. And I'll tell you about Europe's heat wave in the next hour, if it be the Lord's will. But now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, hour two. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? That's funny. I'm looking at the video they're playing with. It's funny. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, but you would love to still listen to the show, no matter where you are, what you're doing, anywhere in the world, you can. By podcasting and then calling the listen line on Talk Stream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It is also, by the way, I want you to watch this video opening here, the Anchor Baby put it together. I told you he had energy. He has energy. Like Donald Trump. Little sleep, all work, and playtime. Amazing, huh? It's Friday. It's a Black Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever. It's on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about Black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday?
No!
In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever.
You and I aren't going to agree on everything, Phil. We don't have to. That's the beauty about being in an America.
Oh, that's nice, isn't that nice?
We found a post where Dane Chisholm referred to Black people calling them effing monkeys, telling one person, quote, shut up, you rat.
Maybe not quite like that.
Okay, my wife... There is a man with his two little girls using the women's bathroom.
Wash your hands, baby.
He is. He's washing his hands with his daughters right now.
Somebody call the police!
What's going on? What's going on? The world going crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Where's the love? No love. The one and only requirement of human beings, just think about this. It's a spiritual battle, by the way. But one and only requirement, or two, which are both the same. So there's one, but we say two. For human beings, this is all you require. To love your enemy, to love your neighbor, and to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. That's all is required, and you can have life. Think about that, and you can have life, but you choose death. You choose death. Anyone that gets depressed, anyone that's worrying, anyone that's jealous and revengeful, anyone that has fear, anyone that's trying to control someone else, anyone that's lonely and so on, and comparing themselves, anyone that's shy, you have chosen death. You have no life. You only have death. Anyone that's emotional, oh, I feel good, I feel bad, I'm so happy, I'm so sad, you've chosen death. You have no life. And you call life, you call death life. James is the first time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. James, you are on the air.
Good morning to you.
Hey, James.
So I heard you talking about communism, and I was a bit surprised by your opinions on it.
And why?
Well, you know, as a communist myself, we seek to liberate the working class, and you seem to be a little misrepresenting our beliefs and views.
You say you want to liberate the working class?
Yep.
What does that mean, liberate? What is it? So you're a communist?
I am.
And you live in Georgia, California? I mean, Georgia, America?
Yep, United States.
And were you born here?
I was.
So what do you mean liberate? You want to liberate the working class?
So essentially, the working class is oppressed. We don't get our money's worth for the jobs we work. Everything, there's plastic in our blood. There's plastic in our bodies vis-a-vis companies. The ruling class, the rich, the bourgeoisie, they get to do whatever they want. Jeffrey Epstein got to do whatever he wanted because he had the money to do it. While the working class, if you, you know, get a speeding ticket, you can lose your whole livelihood for it because no one can afford it. If the punishment for a crime is a fine, it only exists for the working class.
So yep. If you eliminate the working class, who's going to take care of you?
Everyone should take care of themselves communally.
How do you going to take care of yourself if you don't
work? I said liberate.
How will you take care of yourself? And I appreciate your calling too, man. How would you take care of yourself if you don't work?
How did people take care of themselves back in the old days? I want a syndicalist communal type of system so everyone has their own homestead. You farm it, you work your own land.
Oh, so you don't want... So you want everyone to have their own land and grow and feed themselves?
Themselves and their broader community, yes.
Oh, and so
sort of like what the Amish do, but with technology.
Oh, I see. So you want, and I really want to understand that. I'm glad you call, especially being a communist, a socialist. So you want everybody to have their own farmland, grow their own food, and then share this stuff amongst each other?
If they're participating in the community. And if they're not, they can work their own homeland, their homestead, you know?
Oh.
But if they're participating in the community, they need to pull their weight and share.
But human beings are not capable of doing that because they have no love. How can a selfish person help another person?
And that's why I said if they're participating in the community, they're not participating in the community, and they're taking advantage of the community, they're dead weight.
Are you living that way now?
I intend to, you know, I'm still young right now, but eventually get enough land up in Alaska and try and start my own colony up there.
Okay. Are you a Christian?
More, it's complicated.
What's complicated?
I believe in a variation of Christianity called Gnosticism, but that's some Christians will call that heretical.
Oh, I see. Do you, what's the difference between socialism and communism?
So socialism is the process to get to communism. As Karl Marx said in the Communist Manifesto in Das Kapital, communism, by definition, and this is not what your, you know, most people say is communism, is a stateless, classless, moneyless society where the workers, the working class, owns the means of production. So that's communal farms, communal factories. Now, the Soviet Union, you know, you'll call that a communist country because the party called itself communist. They were an authoritarian socialist system under a Stalinist example and later Khrushchevist example. They're not communist. They're more a deformed workers' state that's authoritarian socialist.
But socialism and communism is about control. They want
communism,
to control the people.
Have you read the Communist Manifesto or Das Kapital or Reform versus Revolution by Rosa Luxemburg?
No, but isn't it true that socialism and communism is about control?
It's less about control and more putting power in the hands of the working class.
But is it
like,
about
things were
control?
Great under Vladimir. Like, let me give you an example. Things were great under Vladimir Lenin and then Stalin, who turned the Soviet Union into a state capitalist system. He ruined everything. If Trotsky came to power, things would have been way, way better.
But I don't need to read a book to know that socialism and communism are about control. For an example,
it's not necessary. Like,
let me give you examples. Real live examples. I grew up in Alabama on a plantation under the so-called Jim Crow law and all that stuff. But during those days, black people as individuals were free. They didn't have anyone leading them, controlling them, telling them who to vote for, who not to vote for, telling them who hated them or who didn't hate them, telling them that they needed government support and all that. And as a result, black people did very, very well because they were leaders of their own lives. No socialism, no communism. And then the so-called civil rights movement came in, a communist socialist organization, and they convinced the blacks to turn their lives over to them, let them think for them, let them feed them by getting them government program, take the fathers out of the home and everything. And the blacks did that, and now they're totally controlled. They're not, and not all, but most, not even, they don't even know that it's possible to think and do for yourself. So that's what socialism and communism would do for you.
Well, I wouldn't say the civil rights movement was a socialist or communist.
It was.
Martin Luther King, he was. The Black Panther Party, however, they were socialist and communist.
And so was the civil rights movement. So it brought in government.
Martin Luther King was a dedicated American capitalist. So was Malcolm X was more.
No, he wasn't.
He was more Islamist. But
Malcolm X may have been, but not Martin Luther King, because if he was that, he would not have introduced the Democratic government to the blacks and been in support of welfare and stuff like that. Let me ask, because of time, and then I got to run. What do you think about all those socialists that were elected representing the Democratic Party in New York recently? What do you think about that?
Well, the Democrats and the Republicans are two sides of the same Epstein class coin. They're corporatists.
No, I'm talking
about
I said I'm talking about the socialists that were elected. What do you think about that?
Well, I think they're a Band-Aid on a broken window. They're a step in the right direction, but the right direction is like blowing in the wind, you know? It's like they're a drop in the bucket. They're a good drop in the bucket, but still a drop in a bucket.
So you think that we should get rid of police, defund the police, get rid of the prisons and the jails, get rid of the fire department, nationalize the airports, and you agree with all that?
Specific issues. So if you look at prisons and jails, I think broadly they should be.
No. Give me a yes or no first. Do you think that we should let the prisons?
It depends on the issue.
No. Hold on. James, hold on a minute. You believe that, because that's what those socialists believed in New York, you want to empty the prisons and the jails, you want to nationalize the airports, you want to get rid of the fire departments and all that. You agree with that?
I'd say nationalize it all, but that's more, like, yes, broadly agree with all that, but it's more on specific issues. So
you want
like
to defund the police, too?
I think we need more of, like, a Machinovia type of police system, if you know about the Black Army in Ukraine during the Russian Civil War.
Are you white or black?
I'm Hispanic.
You're Hispanic?
Yeah.
Are you from Mexico?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
You from Puerto Rico?
Well, my parents are from Puerto Rico. But
oh, okay. Yeah. Amazing. James, call me again because of time. I got to run, but call me again. I appreciate your call, man.
All right. Hope you have a great day, comrade.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to our first time call out of Texas. Tony, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Hey, I was just calling because I had like a little, I guess you could say like a spiritual awakening yesterday with my seizures and things like that. And I've been having seizures since I was like 11 years old. And I'm not going to say what I do for work,
right. But
one of my coworkers, she was helping out someone, and they ended up having a seizure in the workplace. And I wasn't there, so I didn't get to witness it. And she was telling me a story about, you know, like how it went and everything. And she told me like how the person looked while she was having a seizure. And she told me, she was like, man, she looked like she was possessed.
Yeah.
She looked like she was possessed, and it made me think to myself, she's kind of right, because when I think back to it, I feel like, you know, I have no control on it, and even when I take my medication and things like that, you know, sometimes it'll stop it, you know. But I don't really have any control of my seizures. And I used to feel embarrassed about it. I used to feel like less of a person, pretty much. And whenever she said that, I thought of you. I was like, is that Punchy? Is that Punchy right there?
Amazing. Yeah.
I was like, it made me think of you and what you said, like, you know, that's not me that's feeling this way.
Yeah.
And it's not me that has control of that. So I was just thinking, you know, like, or not thinking, but I was just, you know, staying present and realizing that, you know, that's just the demons telling me that I was embarrassed of, you know, having these seizures, and that I should be embarrassed for just taking the medication that, you know, keeps me doing these so-called normal things in life. And for a while, I didn't even have a driver's license because, you know, who would want to be driving with seizures? But, man, that used to bother me for a long time as well. And now everything's getting better. I've been watching you for a while, I say almost 2 years now. And you really helped me a lot with a lot of things on, you know, just seeing things clearly, waking up and dropping the anger and just staying on top of things. But I just wanted to tell you that and let you know you're a lot of help.
That's amazing. So have you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
Yes, sir, I have. I forgave my mom and dad at the same time. They was, this was probably like maybe a little bit before I saw your show. We were all outside here and I was, you know, they were talking to me about something and, I realized, you know, I told them like, y'all had no control on, you know, what y'all did at those times. And
yeah,
I know y'all were young and things like that. And I see it now as like, you know, now I'm a dad. Like, I see myself in some of the things that, you know, they did. And I just try to, you know, I don't know what the right thing is, or, but I just try to do a little better, I guess.
Amazing. You, are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I try to do it every morning when I wake up before I go to work. I come in the backyard right before I watch the show. I try to get at least 10 minutes in the morning. And when I get home from work, I try to get another 10 minutes before bed.
Right on.
And it helps, man.
Do you need to be saved? You know how the Christians say they need salvation. Do you need to be saved?
Do I need to be saved?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so. I feel like I already am.
Amazing.
You know, just listening to the JLP show.
Amazing.
No lie, though. Like, I watch you every morning, but man, it's you're doing great things, Jesse. I appreciate what you do for real.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You ever seen anything yet, man? Just stay with it.
I already know it. I already know it. I need to come out there one Sunday, and come watch you do your little thing.
You're welcome. My little meeting.
Yeah, your little meeting. But yeah, man, I just thought I'd call in before I go into work.
Right now, Hake had a quick question for you about the...
That's epilepsy?
Yes.
Thanks.
Right on. Well, you just... I'm glad you're letting the anger go, overcoming that anger, because once you overcome that anger, healing is possible. Anything is possible.
And this is so true because with my seizures as well, one more thing on top of this, with my seizures, they are, I noticed, you know, from being younger to getting older, like I would always be in my head and thinking.
Yeah.
And once I get to thinking and those emotions and feelings make me feel a certain way, it would trigger a seizure, you know, sometimes. And that was mainly like, the main reason why I had seizures. Every morning I'd wake up and I'd just feel mad and, you know, getting in my head about things.
Yep.
And it's a demon. It's just taking over. It's a spirit.
100%.
It's like you say, it's a spiritual world.
Yep.
And yeah, it would take over my body and I would be, you know, just completely taken over. And then I'd wake up, you know, my family over me, you know, like, what's going on? And then I feel embarrassed.
How old are you now?
I'm 34 years old.
Right on. Will you stay with it, Tony? Really, man, right on. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I appreciate you, Jesse.
Right on.
And I appreciate your crew, too.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, Tony. Good to hear from you. And just stay with it, man.
Yes, sir. I'll be calling in again.
Okay. Absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Stay with it, folks. Really. Super chat.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, with a biblical question answer.
Can you know God and reject him?
No. You cannot know. You can know about God and reject him, but you cannot know God and reject him. Love y'all. Heart emoji. And I didn't look it up, but I presume Netherlands emoji.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
John Five Coffees. Oi, Jesse. Yeah, absolute legend. He didn't say absolute. He said a B word. It rhymes with, well, never mind.
Black.
It rhymes with ruddy. Don't guess.
Oh.
It used to be a really bad cuss word in the 60s and before that.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like not as bad of a cuss word because everybody's cussing all the time nowadays.
I know. What a mess.
But anyway, he says, cheers for the Ripper content, mate. Fair dinkum. It's not only been tops, it's also given me that solid confirmation. I've been on the right path the whole time. Good on ya, mate. Quick question, though, ya mad fella. Why do ya do what ya do? Lots of love.
Amazing. Why you doing what you're doing, what you knew you're doing. Amazing. Thank you. Where's he from?
John, he didn't say.
Oh.
But it sounds kind of English.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
So I guess he's compelled to do what he does. That's what you said.
Yeah. Work I do?
Mm-hmm.
I have no other choice, really. And when I say I have no other choice, it means like I see nothing else to do. It just is happening through me. I have nothing to do with it. I just get up every day and it happens. Thank you.
No more thoughts. Jesse Olaf yesterday.
See?
Asked you.
Ask!
Why Jesus was saying on the cross, why have you forsaken me? He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was quoting Psalm 22, which starts with those words. The psalm is a prophecy of the Messiah written by David. Says no more thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you. No more thoughts. I can dance and I should shout. I can dance like David danced. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I will shout like David shout. You heard the song?
Yes. I not only had heard it, but I have sung it.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds sort of Middle Eastern-y.
It sure does.
Yeah. Shout out.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
I can shout and I can dance. I can dance like David danced. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Bree K, Five Coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Jermaine, Jesse, and the crew, thank you for the work you're doing. Listening to understand is amazing. Star eyes, smiley.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you for your support.
The Hake Report gifted a couple of cookies on pilled.net saying, hello, neighbors. Thank you, Hake.
Hello, neighbors.
Games for Rec also gifted a cookie there. The Hake Report. Thank you, Games for Rec. The Hake Report, been a member for 13 months saying, don't reject the boomer wisdom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
JLP Talk gifted 5 memberships. Thank you, JLP Talk.
Thank you, JLP Talk.
That's you.
Oh, I did that. What the?
And Aries 1 and the rest of the supporters will have to read the rest of your super chats later, y'all.
Let me just take a quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We are celebrating 250 years of this great country. And the president opened up with the fair this week. And it was an amazing opening if you missed it. So listen, go to my jesseleepeterson.shop and check out the 250 years celebrating. We have a silver coin with my face on it. And you can invest. Silver is good for investment. So you're buying an investment and you're helping bond. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. And right now we're offering at no cost a silver flag, American flag. And so the 10th person that get the coin, you get this at no cost. Here are the rules and regulations.
Watch yes, this. Absolutely. This special bonus offer of the American Hope coin, the 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin as our complimentary gift. It's not a raffle or a drawing. It simply goes to the 10th completed purchaser. The promotion is valid while supplies last. One bonus flag coin available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing. This is 1 ounce, this flag, right? And so for the 10th person, number 10 that purchases silver coin with my face on it, you get this, a way of saying thanks. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amazing, huh? Thank you. And we have Punchy's Coffee. While you're enjoying looking at your beautiful silver coin, you're going to have some Punchy Coffee. And we're going to show it to you in a minute. Here we go. That's not Punchy Coffee. That's not Punchy. That's Punchy Coffee. Punchy got his own coffee, too? What the? And it is good. And then while you're having a coffee, while looking at your silver coin, you're going to be reading the books. I have amazing books from Rage to Responsibility. We reprinted those now, but it's on the... What is it on?
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
The line for the from the antidote. Ebook.
Kindle.
Is it Kindle?
Yeah.
The incubator told me ebook.
More specifically on Kindle.
Well, you can tell that the Spirit of the Lord is not upon him. And he's not dancing like David. So which one is it?
Amazon Kindle.
Is that true, Nick? Okay, Amazon Kindle. And the 7 Guaranteed Steps. Just 7 steps to spiritual, finance, and family success guide. You can carry it around in your purses, ladies, your wallet, your back pockets, your pockets. God, it's amazing. Those just 7 guaranteed steps. And then from rage to responsibility. And scam how the black leadership exploits black America, and they're still doing it. I will sign them. And then while you're reading, you have on your cool T-shirts and hoodies and mugs and everything. And last but not least, White History Month is in July. July is White History Month. July just feels white. Get your merch now. I think that a half a week left, right, Jay? Next week?
Yep.
Get your merch now, all right? Your White History merch as well. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or JLPTalk.com. That's it. JLPTalk.com, all right? And make a donation, or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Jay, let's finish those super chats, and then I get back to the calls.
All right.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Aries 1 gifted the cookie on pilled.net. Jason Lee Peterson there. Psalm 127, verse 1, King James Version. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
Amazing. Thank you.
Info 671. Thank you. No message.
Thank you. Info 671.
Shout out. On the Fallen State members, the Big Daddy Pod, and Robbie B.
Shout out to the Fallen State members. That's amazing.
Only love matters. If you know God, it's impossible to reject him. Black farm girl emoji, carrot stars, and pink heart with stars. It's his loving nature.
If you don't have love, you have nothing. Zero. You really have nothing. And love, I'm not talking about emotional love. Love is not a feeling. Love is a state of being. It's not a feeling. If you have feeling love, you ain't got no love. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. Amazing. Love is not a feeling. And this I promise, and never worry. Amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill, beta communist from Georgia. Scrunch laughing face emoji. Mama spirit, says C-Bill.
Amazing. Thank you.
Or C-B-E.
Thank you, C-B-E or C-Bill.
Gregatron, sup, Jesse? I said, sup. Happy Friday, kinfolk. Thumbs up.
Amazing. Thank you. Have an amazing Friday.
Always great to hear from you.
Yes.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, it's not true that black South Africans are going after white people in South Africa. Please at least do research on the situation in South Africa. It's not the same as what's happening in the West at all. The farm murders are not targeted toward whites. They're just a result of high crime, mostly due to illegal migration. 15+ million illegals and low employment rates. White people are also known to hire the illegals who are criminals on their farms in high numbers for cheap labor. And these illegals don't pay taxes. Right now, black South Africans are protesting for all illegals to be deported because of all the crimes they commit. Yet white people oppose this by calling them xenophobic or Afrophobic because they benefit from cheap labor of illegals.
Amazing. Well, that may be going on too. I don't know, but you need to let the white people know they're not under attack in their own farmland so they can take down the electric wire fences and the bars, and they can get rid of the physical protections around them. They can stop dying because of the blacks. You need to let them know that too. But you may be right about all the other stuff going on. I wouldn't be surprised. Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
3 coffees. Thank you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
As always. Soul Conscious, 3 coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Can you know God and God and reject him?
No. I reject God every time I doubt, judge, and am lost in thoughts. It can't be both know and reject him.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Thanks, Soul Conscious Half Black Tony. Appreciate you taking my call, Jesse. Shout out.
Thank you, Half Black Tony. That's amazing.
Joel E. says, has been a member for 6 months, saying, it's a beautiful silver coin. Corn.
Thank you. Coin.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right? Coin. Coin.
Yes.
Amazing.
Barbecue Pringle. God is always needed and often rejected by fools, and the wise don't need God. They have God's light within.
Amazing. Thank you. James, you need to be saved.
I needed to be saved, but I have already saved. So, no.
And who needed to be saved?
We, the suffering souls.
But you said you needed to be saved. Who needed to be saved?
This person. This person in here somewhere.
What person? What person?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
So, what person needs to be saved?
The person of James Anton Hake.
What?
James Anton Hake, the person in there.
Who is the person that's in there?
We shall see, maybe.
Breaking news. My friend just sent me breaking news again. Thank you, friend. Ex-Trump official John Bolton. You know John Bolton, right?
Yeah. That's not how I would describe him, but
pleaded guilty to one of 18 counts of unclassified indictment. Unclassified indictment.
He will plead guilty, according to AP News. Oh, so he has pleaded guilty
to one count.
This was from June 4th. I'm reading an old article from June 4th from AP.
This is from Headline Fox Flash Headline News.
Yeah, the liberal media refer to him as an ex-Trump advisor. He was barely that. He was a long-time sort of a war hawk type of a guy.
That's amazing.
Guilty in classified information case.
Don't mess with Trump.
Yeah, he turned on Trump.
Nah. Don't mess with Trump. Leave Trump alone. Okay, let's finish the Zoom chat so I can go to the call.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken, but that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Let me go to Daniela out of Minnesota. Daniela, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Daniela.
Yeah, I just want to ask you two things. So number one is why you chose not to get married.
What?
Why you chose not to get married?
Well, I didn't choose to. I just decided after being engaged twice, I'm never going to let anyone control me. So I just, and plus I already have children. In a way, I made out of, like the black people make them.
Uh-huh.
Out of wedlock.
Oh, that was before you met Jesus, right?
Met Jesus?
That was before you,
you became a
Christian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. So after, like, you became a Christian, you didn't consider remarrying them or, you know?
No, I already have children now. I have great-grandchildren now. Why do I need to make some more babies?
Oh. I don't know, just, you know, for companion.
I don't need companion. I have everything I need. I am free. I am free of heartaches.
What do you mean by free?
No more.
So you mean that they were controlling you, or
they tried to? Are you married?
Okay. Yeah, I'm married, and my husband watches you often.
Do you need to be saved?
Saved?
Yeah.
By Jesus?
Yes.
I'm already saved. I was born again 2018, and my husband, too, is born again.
And why don't you drop your anger then?
Huh?
Why don't you drop your anger?
No, this is not towards you?
No, not toward me, anger, period. You know, you love me.
Yeah.
But why don't you drop your anger?
Anger?
Yeah.
I'm not angry.
You never get angry?
I get angry, yeah.
So why don't you drop your anger? You said the Lord save you. Why don't you drop your anger? Why don't you drop the anger?
Because, like if I'm angry at the moment, why I cannot drop it?
Why don't you? Because anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil. How can you serve God and Satan?
Yeah, well, I didn't, like, I want to drop it. Well, I pray every day to the Lord.
But praying ain't going to do it.
Yeah, I have to, make a choice.
Do you obey your husband?
Yes.
You obey your husband?
Yes.
You obey your husband?
Yes, I obey him.
Why don't you drop your anger? Why don't you forgive your mother so you can obey your husband?
Oh. How did you know about my mother? Wow.
Why don't you forgive her?
I forgive her.
You haven't told her.
How did you know?
I hear your mama in you.
Really?
Yeah, you became like her.
I've been what?
You became like your mama.
Oh, I behaved like her. You're right.
Yeah, you're just like your mama. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her so you can overcome her?
Anyway, I still have my second question to you.
No,
baby. This is weird how you know about my mother.
So answer that first. You've already asked me questions, so why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
I think I forgive her. I'm not that vocal.
And why haven't you told her that?
Tell her that I forgive, because she didn't ask.
You don't need to ask.
Am I forgive?
You're not supposed to ask. You're not supposed to ask anyone to forgive you. You're supposed to forgive them, and then God will forgive you. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
Because I'm full of pride.
And so then why do you say you believe in God then?
I believe in God, but I believe in him that he will take away anything that's in the flesh.
But he's not going to take it away when you don't want him to take it away. You won't go and forgive. How will he forgive you when you don't forgive others?
Okay. But I believe there's timing for everybody, right?
No.
Like, God will just not force me to...
Where are you from?
Minnesota. Where was I born?
Yes.
I was from the Philippines.
Oh, why don't you forgive your mother so God can forgive you? He's not going to forgive you until you forgive your mother.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I'm going to forgive her. That's not a difficult thing to do.
Why have you done it then?
Well, because it's just not, we just not talk about it, you know.
Do you spell your name with two L's or one?
Yeah, two L's.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you. Danielle, right?
Daniela.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Matthew, a first-time call out of New York. Matthew, you are on the air.
Jesse, you the man.
Amazing.
Beta!
What? Don't be a beta.
Don't be a beta. Jesse, my point is I want to put it in your brain. If you think people are, you know, like these crazy liberals, these crazy people you see on TV and people just, any people acting so out of their minds. If you think they're demon possessed.
All human beings are demon possessed until they overcome. There's not one that's not demon possessed.
I believe that too. You know, if you look in the Old Testament, you see that, you know, the God got mad at the Israelites for worshiping Baal, and Asmodeus was also a
Well, God doesn't get angry.
Well, all right, let me say he wanted, all right, we can debate that. But anyways, Baal, to worship Baal, he wanted baby sacrifices, live baby sacrifices. And you can see that happening with abortion. Abortion, in my view, is like Baal worship. And Asmodeus is like a demon of lust. And that's why you see all of this sex and just the way women dress nowadays and shaking their butt and just revealing every freaking anatomical feature they have out in public. I mean, I went to the grocery store the other day. This lady, her pants are so tight, I can see the outline of her liver. I mean, come on, lady. You know, put a dress on. But that was just my idea. I wanted to throw that at you about...
You're right about...
Give me yours.
You're right about that, too, Matthew. I noticed that women are so insecure nowadays that... And not all, but most of them always half naked. They always showing their skin, and then when guys go after them, they call it sexual harassment. But they're out there presenting themselves as sluts who want to be taken, and yet they want to attack you. Well, you do try to get with them, right? But it's just insecurity of the woman when they are half naked like that. They don't have it
well,
love.
It is, yeah, but I think it's more
insecure.
Of an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere that's been created by the in the spiritual realm that affects the material, you
absolutely.
Know?
So, absolutely.
So they think they're, you know, they have their own feelings. Like, I'm comfortable, I feel pretty, but they're deceived because, yes they may be comfortable, yes, they may feel pretty, but they don't realize men are visually stimulated.
But
women
they don't,
are stimulated
they don't even
by
feel
touch.
Pretty, they feel like sluts, and they call that pretty.
But I think he's coming soon, Jesse. I really do, because we're on the doorstep.
Amazing.
We're on the doorstep.
Matthew.
But I'm gonna buy one of those shirts that I want a picture of you. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you, buddy. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, all right?
I will. Jesse, God bless you, man, and peace be with you.
You too. Thank you very much. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. And I'll be right back. Stay tuned, calls. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We'll be right back.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, y'all. June 26th, 2026 AD. There's one line open. Hang on, callers. And any other super chats that may come in, we will read them as we see them. All right. And any supers that we don't get to, we'll get to on Monday, along with your Church with Jesse Lee Peterson super chats and the Fallen State super chats. Very nice. The extreme heat that's baking Europe would have been virtually impossible, quote unquote, just a few decades ago, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, per a new analysis which says human-driven climate crisis is, quote, unequivocally to blame, unquote. If you believe this study, a stubborn heat dome has fueled the dangerous temperatures, with France, the UK, Spain, and Switzerland all experiencing some of their hottest days on record this week. Very credulous and eager to push that narrative is CNN, that Europe heat wave. And Trump's Great American State Fair has kicked off or kicks off farm animals, fried food, Ferris wheels. The Great American State Fair has transformed the National Mall into a patriotic spectacle. Very nice. Britain's King Charles, I heard, will not live at the Buckingham Palace after its 10-year refurbishment finishes next year. And I'm not sure why, but you can probably look up why. The royal renovation is nearing completion. And a battle relic was found. CNN says an iron cannonball that may have played a role in the 1836 Battle of the Alamo was unearthed in Texas just this month. Huh. Pretty cool. And a top FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Administration, I guess, not association, a FEMA official, a top one, who had drawn scrutiny for bizarre past remarks that he had, including claiming that he had teleported to a Waffle House. He's been pushed out of the agency, according to sources. Four sources have told Commie Nonsense this news. And there was a huge jet that was flying mere feet above the ground. Was it the American Anchor Baby flying? I don't know. A viral video showed a Boeing 777 flying just feet above the ground. Feet above the ground is just like meters, or maybe just a meter and change. Probably multiple meters for those of you foreigners. Above the ground has drawn the attention of the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. Exciting news. Tune in to American Anchor Baby to find out whether it was him. Maybe. American Anchor Baby is live after the Fallen State, okay? After the Fallen State, which is happening right after the Hake Report, which is happening right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Very cool. There was a key inflation gauge that jumped to a three-year high, according to AP, far-left extremist AP. The Supreme Court, you may have heard, recently ruled on Syrian and Haitian immigrants, or people who came here, could affect 1.3 million immigrants. It could be subject to deportation. Nice. And an official says that the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool liner was cut. So it's not just Trump making that claim. Now another official apparently has said such a thing. A 300-foot gouge, Trump had said at one point. Norway's, there was this rumor on the internet saying Norway's World Cup team, you know, for soccer or football if you prefer, but soccer, brought its own food because it doesn't trust the quality of what's available in the United States. Well, that's false, they said. So, eat that. And by the way, speaking of football, I was reading in Instagram comments that England called it soccer first because it was played on, because it was called association football. There's many different types of football where you're on foot, not on horseback. That's why it was first called football, but England switched to call it soccer and then switched back to call it football. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. ¶¶
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, gut owner. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, amazing biblical question, for those men and women who want to overcome their thrills, who want to overcome their hell, is for you. Can you know God and reject Him? Can you know God and reject Him? Amazing question. Know thyself if you want to be free. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show, because we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world, and for the flat earthers up and down the world. So different time zone, you can podcast if you got to go work out or whatever, and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Friday. It's get it off your chest day. It's not what you look like you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
It's Friday?
No!
In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever.
You and I aren't going to agree on everything, Phil. We don't have to. That's the beauty about being in an America.
That's nice, isn't it?
We found a post where Dane Chisholm referred to black people, calling them effing monkeys, telling one person, quote, shut up, Jew rat.
Maybe not quite like that.
Okay, my wife... There is a man with his two little girls using the women's bathroom.
Wash your hands, baby.
He is. He's washing his hands with his daughters right now.
Somebody call the police!
What's going on? I want to, before I go back to the calls here, I want to, in the first hour today, I played you a bunch of sound bites from Jesse Waters' show on Fox, and Jesse laid out perfectly socialism, communism, what's happening in New York. And if not dealt with, it could happen all over the country. And I think that the way he laid out was a clear warning. Hey, this is what you have right now in New York. And you better wake up now, because the socialism, communism is on the rise in America. And I've been trying to say and warn you that what happened in South Africa is so bad that the white people gave up the city and they went out into the farmland. And now the blacks are going out there. It's so bad attacking them. They had to build their own white city and make white rules that forbid blacks from being in there, period. They made their own laws. And I interviewed a man who was one of the, I think he was one of the builders of the city or the lawmakers of that city. That happened in Europe. It's happening right in Europe right now. The Muslims and the blacks have taken over, protected by white government. And the white citizens are not protected. It's happening right in front of your eyes, right here in America. And it's going to get worse. The president kicked off the fair celebration of 250 years of American greatness. Most people didn't even know he was doing it. It was an amazing event, too. Most people didn't even know about it. The media don't want you to know, because the media wants you to stay asleep and control you. I don't blame the media, because you are responsible, as an adult, men and women, you and only you are responsible for you. No one else is. So, but I played this on my radio show before YouTube and all that mess. I played this on the radio of a former KGB defector who warned about the danger of ideological subversion. And it was so amazing the way he laid this out. And now that if you missed the first hour, make sure you podcast, look at the way Jesse Waters laid out socialism in America. And then I want you to hear this KGB guy explain it, how it happens. He explained it so perfectly that you have to want to miss it. You just don't want to be free. You want to be controlled by socialism, communism. That's the only way you're going to miss the way he lays it out. And for those who don't know what KGB means, this is from history.com. KGB is translated to Committees for State Security. Committee for State Security. It was the primary security and intelligence agency for the Soviet Union back in 1954. Until the collapse of the USSR in 1991. And you ask, what is a KGB defector? This is from Wikipedia. A KGB defector was a Soviet intelligence officers who abandoned the USSR and provided Western nations with invaluable classified information. So they left the USSR, went to the Western nations, and gave them information that was valuable to the country. So this is from Wikipedia about a guy by the name of Yuri. I don't know his last name. Bessonar. Watch this from Offensive Freedom.
Mr. Bezmianov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the, and still is, I should say, the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
Amazing. If you don't get this, you don't want it. You want to stay asleep. He goes on to explain the first step of Soviet strategy, which is demoralization.
It's a great brainwashing process, which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
Amazing. Isn't that deep? And yet so real and true. That is deep. Here's the second step of demoralization.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense, an economy, influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast.
Amazing. So, first step, demoralization. Look at America. Second step, destabilization. Third and fourth step, crisis and normalization.
The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not.
Wow. Does that make you nervous? They have done nothing but created crisis in America. Then they come back and say they are saving you from the crisis. Is that what happened in New York right now, in a big way, with this last election? I want you to encourage you, do what you want, but listen to the first hour of Jesse Waters, and then listen to this. It all falls in place. And last but not least, as Jesse Waters said about the socialist communists in America right now, is that they would pretend they're with the Democratic Party. But when they get what they want, they're going to get rid of the Democrats that they pretend they support, or the Democrats who are helping them to bring this about. They're going to turn on them, too. All evil people eventually turn on somebody. They can't help it. And Walter Mondale was vice president under Jimmy Carter. That's according to Wikipedia. So here's the final soundbite where he says, he warned that leftists, academics, and activists helped the early stage of subversion, but once the Marxist Lenin system is set, they often cast aside or even kill. Why is this?
Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. The time bomb is ticking with every second.
Amazing. America is over. It's gone. You sold it over to the enemies of America, and they're in your government. They're in your government. where will you go now? Or will you at some point stop and tell these white women to stop voting for these folks? What's wrong with the white women? White men, get hold of your women. What the? White men used to control their women. And now they're out of control. Thank God for the great white hope. Some people call him king. Some people call him amazing. Some people call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope, Donald Trump. And the New York Times is reporting, thank God. Well, they're not saying thank God, I'm saying it. That the white man is here. The New York Times is reporting that the Supreme Court handed President Trump victories in his push to Oh, I'm being told I can't play that sound bite right now. Something's wrong with it. Derek is talking to me in my ear. But anyway, I'm going to get to it because the U.S. Supreme Court just gave this president, said, you know what? You are not wrong for returning, turning people away from this country at the border, telling them, no, you can't stay here. And then sending them back. Let me know when we can play that. Let me go to Canada and talk to guest Grace. Great. Is it Grace?
Great.
Great. You are on the air.
Oh, Jesse. Okay. That's nice. So how are you doing, Jesse?
All this way. Are you a first-time caller?
No, a second time caller.
Oh, okay. Come closer to your phone for me.
Yeah, I'm closer.
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, I was saying, like, I wanted to ask about, I wanted to ask two questions. The first one is about self-control.
Right.
And I want to ask, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, is self-control something you the Holy Spirit will give you?
Come back to your phone. You're not clear. It's going out.
My second question is,
repeat the first question.
All these black leaders in America that tell you.
Hold on, buddy. You can't hear me. Like, Derek, talk to him. Let him know I'm not hearing his voice going out. Because he doesn't even hear me telling him I can't hear him. Will you pick that up? Okay. Are you guys telling me it's ready? No.
No.
Oh, okay. Because Kurt is saying it is ready.
No.
Oh, it's up.
After that.
I'm sorry?
He's saying the story's after that already. Clips 4.
Great. Let's try it again. Hello?
Hello?
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Stay with your phone. Don't move away. Don't move about or anything, all right?
Oh, okay. I was moving around. Okay.
And so what's your first question?
Okay, my first question is self-control or self-discipline or self-control, is it a gift of the Holy Spirit or is it something you build by yourself? Is it something you develop? Or is it something the Holy Spirit gives you? Because I'm a Christian. By the grace of God, I'm saved and all that. But sometimes I find myself falling into lust. Or sometimes I just feel lazy or I don't know. And I want to ask, like, self-control.
There's no such thing as self-control. You cannot control yourself. You have to be controlled by the Spirit of truth. Otherwise, you're being controlled by the spirit of evil, and every human being is controlled by the spirit of evil that made a home in the mind, in the thoughts and the emotions. You are not in control of anything. No such thing as self-control.
So the when you get the Holy Spirit, is it the Holy Spirit that controls your mind then?
Forget about the Holy Spirit. Just know that when you're not into thoughts, when you drop the anger and you're not into thoughts, you have been controlled by the Spirit of Truth, by God.
Okay.
Forget about the religious language, because religious language are just words, and the people who speak the religious language have no idea what they're talking about. Zero. They're just speaking words that they have learned, and now they're stuck in their intellect, and they don't even know that they have no idea, that they don't even know what they're talking about. So don't speak the religious language.
Okay.
But when you're not into thoughts, when you're just aware of them, then you're being controlled by the light, by the truth, by God. Otherwise, you've been controlled by darkness. There's no such thing as a human being in control of their own life. You cannot control your own life.
Okay. So I want to ask another question. I pass for my second question.
Okay.
How do you know the voice of God?
You know the voice of God by not hearing it.
What do you mean by that?
He reveals to you without words. You just see without thinking.
Oh.
And you're in the same state of being that Christ is in. You'll be in there too. You and the Father will be one, and the Father will guide you.
Okay. So the voice of God is not a thought.
Not at
it's
all.
Like a revelation. Okay.
It only allows you to see. It doesn't talk to you with words at all.
Okay. So, let me give an example. Let's say on Sunday, if I'm feeling tired and my mind is telling me, okay, today is Sunday, you have to go to church. I'm also having these thoughts that's telling me, oh, you're tired, just rest today. Like, the voice telling me to go to church, is it the voice of God or is it just another thought?
It's just another thought. God's not going to tell you to go to church or not go to church. It's just another thought.
Okay. All right. Then my third question is, as I said earlier, I'm from Africa. I moved to Canada. So what do you think about the black leaders, people like Dr. Umar? It's funny I'm calling him a doctor, but Dr. Umar that tell black Americans to go back to Africa. What do you think about that? Because I'm coming from Africa, and Africa is not it. It's hell. I wouldn't advise anyone to go to Africa to leave. Like, recently I was watching a video, and the woman
was saying that, because of time, he has, if you want to tell blacks to go back to Africa, and blacks are so dumb that they fall for it, they deserve what they get. And so they want to listen to an outside voice rather than the voice within, and then the heart. Then they deserve what they get. They want to go back, let them go back. But I can't blame Umar or anyone, because he can't make them go back. They go back because that's what they want. And every human being has the right to live whatever life they want to live, and no one has a right to judge them.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg. Okay. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Take care, Justin.
All right, buddy. Treasure chest is now open on DLive. I'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Come all you young rounders, and a story I'll tell. Promise of heaven and the warning of hell. But take heed where you ramble, or too soon you will go. Way up on the hillside where the new flowers grow. Early met in the springtime, sun sinking low. Two star-crossed lovers in the still melting.
Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun, interesting discussion with Z Sanchez. And Z Sanchez is a Democratic strategist, and she and the founder of the UnF America Tour. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
When you say un-F America, what does that mean?
We think that America's f***ed right now, and we're trying to un-f*** it.
What? No.
Trump has been in for 18 months, and it's been an absolute disaster every step of the way.
What is right-wing extremism?
I think that they want to, like, take over every seat, fully rule Congress with Christian nationalists. I think that's their end goal.
July is White History Month. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. today, right after the Hake Report. And then after that, and you can support the Father State, by the way, by becoming a member on the YouTube channel or local, jesseleepeterson.local.com. Thank you. And then the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. Right after the Father State, around 12:15, give or take. The American Anchor, baby. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Come on down for all. And don't forget to donate. Go to jesseleepeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com or JesseLeePeterson.com/show, or scan the QR code, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right? I want to just, and thank you all for your support, I want to quickly play this, we show you the KGB theme, right? How America are being controlled. We played you earlier, just water laid out, what's really happening in these elections with socialism. And then the KGB, SKGB guy, who really laid out how this is taking place. Well, don't worry. The Great White Hope is in town, and he's in charge. The New York Times, the Supreme Court handed President Trump victories in his push to rescind deportation protection for hundreds of thousands of people and turn away migrants at the southern border. Watch this NBC News.
Welcome to Meet the Press Now. I'm Melanie Zanona in Washington, where the Trump administration scored a pair of legal victories in its efforts to enact hardline immigration policies. The Supreme Court allowing the White House to remove legal protections from tens of thousands of immigrants from Haiti and Syria. In a separate decision, the court also making it easier for the Trump administration to deny asylum seekers entry at the U.S.-Mexico border. The court voted 6-3 along ideological lines in both cases. The decision allowing the Trump administration to revoke the legal status of Haitian and Syrian immigrants who had been granted temporary protected status, also known as TPS, which means roughly 350,000 Haitians and 6,000 Syrians could be deported. White House Border Czar Tom Homan touting today's decision.
The right call. You know, I've been doing this since 1984. TPS has never been temporary. The problem is no administration have had the guts to actually follow that statute. President Trump has the guts to follow the law. So temporary means temporary. When the condition of that country gets better, they need to go home.
I rest my case. There is a God. What the? And this so-called representative, Debbie Wasserman, she ain't happy about this. Watch it from Forbes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Whip Clark. It is very clear that this despicable, revolting Supreme Court decision is the direct manifestation of what happens when you elect a naked racist as president of the United States. And yes, I'm going to say it straight out loud because all the evidence is right there. Which country did this president refer to as a shithole country? It was Haiti. Which country's people in Springfield, Ohio, did he denigrate by suggesting that they eat cats, the people of the great nation of Haiti? This is a president who has been after Haitians from the first minute he stepped in the Oval Office. And all I can see is the Haitian families that will be torn apart in South Florida, where my district is, the largest Haitian population of any state in the country.
I was just wondering, is she going to lose votes or something? Because she's lying. Debbie Wasserman is a liar. Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer. And I would think, I bet she got those people in her district. This is all about her and not about Americans and not even about the Haitian. It's about votes. That's all. This heifer does not care about anybody but herself. Not one person. These people got to go home. Now, how will she stay in office? These people don't care about you. There's no love. 13 News Now. This is so-called Dr. Claudia Lewis. Is that the right there? Claude Lewis. A so-called former worked with the Riverside Medical Group in Hampton, says gangs overrun Haiti, and Medicare is almost impossible. Medical care is almost impossible to obtain. Watch this from 13 News Now.
A doctor formerly with Riverside Medical Group in Hampton is calling the Supreme Court decision allowing the Trump administration to cancel protected status for migrants terrible news. He says gangs overrun Haiti, medical care is almost impossible to obtain, and the violence is overwhelming.
Wearing a jersey honoring his native home of Haiti, Dr. Claude Lewis is just back from attending the World Cup match between Haiti and Morocco.
We did score two beautiful goals. So when I saw the goals, I'm like, okay, we scored two nice goals. So that's good.
But now he grapples with news about his fellow Haitians who could lose their temporary protected status after escaping violence in their homeland.
Tell me again, with the presence of the gangs, some of the things that go on there and how dangerous it is, and particularly for women.
The school that I support there, and I'm still working with them because we did find a place to relocate the school. The gang took over the school. They burned people's houses. So everybody fled and automatically became homeless. You can't feed your kids. There's no school. And they're not safe. If they're sick, you can't take them to the hospital because there's no hospital. Or if there's a hospital, you don't have any money. It's just chaos.
So he's saying that these people are not going to take care of themselves. They're coming from an asshole country. So please let us dump them on you so you can take care of them. And what do you think they're going to do to our country? What do you think? This so-called doctor hope the U.S. will allow Haitians to stay out of sympathy for humanity. What the?
And Lewis still holds out hope that somehow, he says, humanity will seep in before the U.S. begins massive deportations.
You could just think about the fact that those are human beings. And if you have a little bit of humanity left in you, I think it's an easy decision.
So why can't they do it in their own country? And they said President Trump was right. These are asshole countries. And they eat up all the cats and the dogs over there in Ohio, according to reports. Trump was right. This is an asshole country. That's why they want to come here and make our country create another asshole country. This got to end, folks, before it's too late. You better be thanking God and Trump, the Great White Hope. Let me see what he has to say today. Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say.
Fox and Friends in the morning. They're very honorable people.
They don't know where they were written the truth most of the time. Amazing. And last but not least, NBC News, after 6 months in ICE detention, a Venezuelan asylum seeker with no criminal record remained jailed while his immigration case stalls. Why is this?
It's moving day for Heather Alambario.
This is where we slept for the last time last night.
But it's not a moment to celebrate. Selling the family home was Heather's last resort to pay for legal bills, hoping to bring home her husband, Rafael, detained after appearing for his green card appointment 6 months ago. While Heather unpacks into a rental house, Rafael is sleeping in a cell 7 hours away, moved from North Texas to Mississippi to await an immigration hearing that may never come. Rafael Alambario came to Texas in 2023, seeking asylum after protesting the Maduro regime in Venezuela. At the time, DHS found he was in credible fear for his life and had no criminal record. He was granted parole and allowed to live in the U.S. while applying for his green card, according to documents shown to us by his lawyer. He met Heather salsa dancing in downtown Dallas that same year. They got married the next summer, and the newlyweds applied for a green card for Rafael.
We were scheduled for an interview in November. It went great. We were told that our green card would arrive within 30 to 60 days.
It never would. The day after their interview, President Trump placed a pause on asylum and green card applications for people from 39 countries, including Venezuela. Then, in January of this year, Rafael went to the Dallas ICE office for his annual check-in.
And he never came out. That animal-like cry that wells up in moments where your heart crying? Is shattered, just like came out of me.
Animal like cry. When she's crying, she's lying. Ain't nobody tell her why she married some American white man. Is she white? I can't tell. You can tell?
Right.
Did she look white?
She did look whitish.
Yeah. Why this woman didn't marry some white man, American white man, then she'd be fine. Did anybody tell her to go marry some illegal or some foreigner? When she's crying, she's lying. I want my country back. I appreciate the president doing the best he can to make it as comfortable as possible, in spite of all the opposition. Ain't no stopping him now. He's on the move. The Supreme Court said, no, Mr. President, you send these people right over back to their asshole countries. What did Clarence Thomas say? Justice Thomas say about that?
He said that aliens do not have equal protection under the law. Something like that.
And he's black, but a very smart and wise man.
Yep.
That's how black people used to be before the Civil Rights Movement. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, happy Flat Earth Friday. I didn't know if I should talk about affirmative action back in the 90s when they put that into place, or Flat Earth. I wanted to ask you, are you a Flat Earther or a Globetard?
Neither. I know that the Earth is round, and I'm not, and it's not up for debate. But I have flat earther friends, though. I met a flat earther the other day from Bakersfield, I think. And he was one of the nicest people you ever want to meet, and he a flat earther.
Well, they're all good people because
I don't know about all of them, but I didn't know that this one is. He was from Northern California.
99 out of 100 are good people that are flat earthers. We're just trying to inform the globetards of really what's going on.
Are you you believe the Earth is flat?
Flat-ish.
What?
Flat-ish. You got mountains, you got ravines, but yeah, it's flat, flat Earth.
Do you have any proof?
Yes.
What's your proof that the Earth is flat-ish?
Pangea. You remember what Pangea is?
What did they call their pot?
Huh?
What does the Indian people call their marijuana?
Peyote.
Oh, that's not pot.
Peyote, you mean?
No, not peyote. Pangea. That was when all the continents that God made it, we were all connected.
Your phone is not clear. Hey, tell him his phone's not clear.
Your phone's not clear.
How about now?
That's even worse.
Yeah. Hold on, Brady. Don't hang up. I'll let Derek talk to you and get your phone right, because it's just not coming across clear. I want to hear about your little flat earther thing. Let me go to Blake out of Ohio. Blake, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Blake.
Just wanted to say that no matter how crazy the world gets out here, I'm still supporting the Dream Team.
Right on. Right on, yeah. Man.
And also, I wanted to see what else the Great White Hope has to say today.
Let me check.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America First.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, Jesse. Take care and God bless.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Yep. Super.
Super chat.
Walking Roscoe, it's hot here in Germany. People complaining no air conditioning in 90% of buildings and homes. The thoughts want me to complain, but it won't work because it's a day God has made. Love y'all.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. And I heard it pretty hot over there. Matter of fact, the people who are visiting here, they love the air conditioners in America. Amazing. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you, as always, Walking Roscoe. Barbecue Pringle on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. God is always needed and often rejected by fools and the wise. Oh, I already read that one. My bad. Don't need him because they have the common sense within from God.
Amazing.
Wookie's a scratch squatch. Sorry. Welcome, JLP show member. I can't read.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mio is a cute dog, Kappa. Master got me working. Someday, Master set me free.
When my master said, he sick? I said, yes, Master. We sick. What now? Thank you.
Swiftly gifted the cookie with no message.
Thank you, Swiftly.
Addy DVD, welcome the fallen estate. New member.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Taylor says, I need my 40 acres and a space mule on the moon.
That's for sure. What's the man name that's taking us there?
Elon Musk.
Let Elon know we're going to the moon, buddy. Amazing.
Allison C. Jesse, it's my birthday and I'm not being swayed by praise or condemnation. Thanks to you. I love you, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Shout out to the Pilled.net crew, to the Rumble supporters.
Shout out to the Pills and the Rumbles.
Yeah, very cool. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Amazing. Let me go quickly back. I think Brady may be ready now. Brady, let's try it again. You said that you are flat. You believe the earth is flat? Flattish?
Yes, for sure, Jesse. 100%. It's flat and it's not spinning.
And then you say you believe it because of the peyote?
No, not because of peyote, because of Pangaea. That's when all the continents thousands of years ago were connected. Do you think Pangaea, when all the continents of the world were connected, was round and spinning? Come on, folks.
Jay, what are you talking about? Pangaea.
Pangaea is Pangaea. The theory goes that all of the different continents were all combined into one continent. Because if you look at the shapes of the continent, they roughly sort of seemed like they would fit together like a puzzle. Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Asia.
And so that's why Brady believed the earth is flat.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense, Brady, and I'm black.
Well, you know what makes sense, though, Jesse? And I'm 100% white.
But hate, does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make sense to me either. It seems like you missed several logical steps there, to quote Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby.
You missed several logical steps, Brady.
I kind of skipped ahead, but I'm 100% white. I'm going to give you some 100% white truth right now. A body of water at rest lies flat.
No.
Just like when they...
Wrong.
Yes. It's wrong.
What? Us pirates, we respect the flattish earth and especially a non-spinning waterway that we can sail on. If the earth was spinning, you would have where it dumps off on a curvature and all the water spills off.
Brady.
Yes, sir.
You sound really like a nice guy, but you're not making any sense at all.
It is Friday, Jesse.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah, it's Crazy Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. I understand.
Right on, brother.
Thank you, Brady.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. What's wrong with the world today? Time is gone. Flesh and blood, but principalities run amok against principalities holding us. Principalities controlling us. I'm trying to get to Elizabeth, but Derek won't release her. Derek, I wanted to find out why she's upset. Elizabeth, why are you upset? Elizabeth, why are you upset real fast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was calling because I'm upset that my husband is a major hoarder, and he packs everything everywhere he goes, like the garage, our bedroom, anywhere he can put things, like any closet he can put things. He, collects things for years and years. And I try to throw these things away, and I try to, get rid of them, but he gets really upset when I talk about them or if I ask him to get rid of any of those things, and it bothers me because I feel like I'm, stuck in a corner.
Are you married to Francisco?
No.
That's what Francisco does. It's not like you're talking about him. But listen, don't be upset. Point it out without anger, and a change will come. It really will come, but just drop the anger. Speak up, but not with anger.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, but he seems to be the one angry whenever I mention it.
I know, but you're angry in your mention.
Yeah.
So don't worry about his anger. You mention it with love. You point it out and let me know what happened. Do it without anger.
Okay.
And however he reacts, it's on him. It has nothing to do with you, all right? Don't take it personally.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa says Brady needs to go back to public school.
Thank you, cute dog.
Yep. And thank you, guys. Marky M says, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tim Scott, getting ready for White History Month and 250 USA emoji.
Right on. Thank you.
Gotta check the Cash App support. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. And thank you, guys. Now, I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I do appreciate it. I'm so out of time. I would like to go on, but we can't. Hate is coming now. And then the fallenstate.tv. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then check out Bill on Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And I'll see you on Sunday. And thank you all for your financial support as well. Take care, folks. And to the callers, Ricky, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. And the call that just dropped and the one that's coming in now, I'm out of time. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You got to be of love. You were created so that love can be created through you right here on earth as it is in heaven. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger.
because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.